So you've never heard this before. I've listened to 40 some thousand preachers and I've never heard this, so I'm getting ready to give you something new. It's not new to God, but it's a revelation. Revealed, something being revealed. So the book of Revelation reveals Jesus, right? That's what revelation is. It's the culmination. So what's happening in Revelation is the culmination of the ages. Jesus being revealed to the whole world. Now, it started in Genesis 3. Jesus was being revealed in Genesis 3. And that's how the devil came up with all these false doctrines throughout the ages. The virgin having a baby, or the women having babies, trying to say that was a savior before Mary, you know. The devil is outside of time. So it makes sense that every culture, the devil was trying to create these false religions. Now, Revelation is the culmination of the ages, Jesus being revealed, right? And so what's happening in Revelation is happening right now. But it's just not culminated to its full extent. You see the foreshadows in Genesis. You see man trying to be his own God. You see the devil wanting to be God. Hath God said? Revelation is happening right now. It's the culmination of all these things happening today. Yeah, there's such a thing as dispensations. God is dispensing truth, different dispensations. And those different dispensations are like medicine to mankind. So we're in the age of grace right now. So as soon as the age of grace is over, the rapture takes place, the church is caught up, and then you see the 7-year tribulation and they cut people's head off. You see the two witnesses brought up, lifted up. You see the ones that got their head cut off, carried up, and saying, when are you going to avenge our death? And so you see that in the Old Testament where the prophets were killed. Some of them had their head cut off because they were speaking too much truth. John the Baptist said what he said, and that lady says, I need something for my birthday or whatever. He said, whatever you want. She said, I want John the Baptist's head. So she was a witch, right? And she manipulated the king. He was probably friends with John the Baptist. So you see in Revelation, the kings of the earth are deceived again after the devil's loosed for a season and they come against the camp of the saints. So what's happening now? The devil's system's coming against the camp of the saints. It's happening today. It happened in the Old Testament. Cain versus Abel. Cain went against the saint. Why do the unsaved go against the saints? Because they feel like that the saints are the ones causing division, because they want to bring this ecumenical movement. So the ecumenical movement they've been trying to manipulate mankind with fear and UFOs and climate change and pandemics. They're trying to manipulate man to become one. We got to work together. They're trying to create the ecumenical one world government to its culmination, but it's not, it's already here, but it's not culminated. So as the flesh culminates to the machine man, and you actually see it with the robots, the AI, Elon Musk trying to put computers in your brain. You see the culmination appearing. And so everything that's happening in Revelation is happening now, but it's just not culminated. It's just not birth. There's a conception there, but it's just not birth. So Genesis is the conception. and the development of the full story. And so what you see in Genesis, Eve became the first witch. Eve became the first narcissist. The devil was the first narcissist. The devil's a psychopath. The devil is the same spirit that controlled the Pharaoh. You might say, well, why is the Pharaoh so crazy? God sent 10 plagues, and he still hardened his heart and chased after Israel. And then they were destroyed with the flood. Why? Because the devil's that way. The devil's a defeated foe, but he keeps on going. And you see it in the cartoons. Wile E. Coyote can't stop. He can't stop. So the flesh creature can't stop. Those who are persecuting the flesh creatures who persecute the spirit walkers can't stop. Because it's the same spirit in them. They have to persecute you. If you're not under works, levels, ranks, grades, and ratings, and rules, and touch not, taste not, and don't go here, and don't look at that, and don't say that. If you're not under some kind of rule-based system, they persecute you, and they want to bring you back in and lasso you in and indoctrinate you back into a box, put you back in the womb, back in the flesh mind. The flesh mind is in dream world. He's in the womb. She's in the womb. The flesh mind is in his own delusions that he thinks he is some kind of god or goddess and that he controls his own destiny. God has a script. God had a script for Jesus, and so God has a script for you. I notice when I push past the limit, so God has a script for me, right? So I push hard to get something done. He slows me down. He knocks me down. But when I'm just taking it easy and in the flow, and not trying to push past the limit, everything just flows. There are times you push ahead. You know certain areas in your life that you need to overcome, whether it's laziness, whether it's cleaning, cooking, eating right, thinking right, whatever it is. You know there's areas in your life that you need to overcome. And so you have to push through that. But I'm talking about sometimes you set goals that are way far out there that you it's good to set them, but you can't do but so much. You know, let's say you have 20 goals you want to do this year. That's fine. You might get them done, but usually get about 5 of them done if they're big goals, you know. You might even get one done. But it's all scripted. God had a script for Jesus. Jesus followed his script. God has a script for you. When you step into it, you're in the flow. It's good to have goals. Whatever your hands find to do with it, do it with all your might. For in the grave there's no work. So my point is, that's in Proverbs, that's Old Testament. But my point is, he said, occupy till I return. So occupy is occupation. Find something you enjoy and just stay occupied. Stay busy. Now, a lot of people say, well, that's talking about the gospel. That's fine, but you got to work too. Occupy yourself. Occupation. Yes, give out the good news. Hand out some tracts. Create a website. Do whatever you got to do. Occupy. Raise your kids. Do your job. Repair your house. You have to push through a lot of stuff to... When you're trying to birth something, just like the woman, she has to push. The baby's grown in that womb for 9 months, and then at the very end, you got to push, 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 and then boom. And that's what's happening in the book of Revelation. The culminations. You see the growth pains. You see the pains. You see the precogs. You see the same stuff happening in Revelation right now, but it's just not to the full extent. Trying to shut you down, trying to take away your ability to make money. in Revelation, if those who don't take the mark of the beast, they can't neither buy nor sell. And so you saw that recently with the pandemic lie. And so you can't buy or sell. They tried to shut you down. And they keep trying. They're doing everything they can to force you and take away your will and move you into the 666 mark of the beast. And so the culmination of the 666 mark of the beast is after the church is raptured, and then the culmination that mankind proved. See, now think about it. So mankind's trying to bring, mankind without God is trying to bring peace on earth, right? By the energy of the flesh. But they have to cut the heads off of people. So they end up proving that mankind, they're sitting there saying, let's get rid of war and have peace and everything's fine. But they have to do it with an AI machine, and they have to do it with a force, dictator force, and cut their heads off to get it to happen. So even the devil's trying to say, look at me, God. I brought peace on earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I did it, but he didn't do it the right way. Only Jesus can do it the right way, because Jesus is holy and undefiled and separate from sinners, and he sees the whole pie. And so my point is, so as the culmination of the ages approaches, you're going to see more of the 666 often, but you're also going to see the church separating more. You're going to see more miraculous stuff happening. You're going to see more. It's going to ramp up, because what's happening in Revelation is happening now, but it's just not to the culmination. It's not to its the epitome of it. It's not to the tip, to the top. But you can actually foresee it. You can actually see Revelation happening right now. They want to shut you down. They want to censor you. They want to cut your head off. They want to bring you into ecumenical movement. They want to bring it all in to a culmination. And it's like, right in our face. It's in your face. It's in my face. It's everywhere. And they want to shut down the gospel. They want to shut down the prophets, the priests, the kings. They want to shut down the saints. They want to shut down anything that's right. The Bible says in the last days of how were the prophets able to see it? The reason they're able to see it, because it's happening now, but it's just not to the culmination. How can you see the future? You can see the future by seeing the now, but you know it's just not culminated to a great extent. So when you set a goal, let's say you want to go buy you a house, and you see it in your mind, and you see the steps, but it just hasn't culminated, so you have to push through until it happens, until it bursts. You understand what I'm saying? You can see it, but it just hasn't appeared yet. So the book of Revelation, you can see it right now, each day, but it just hasn't appeared yet. But it's going to, after the church. See, the church is what resists. The church is what resists these Antichrist there's always an Antichrist on the scene. The church is what resists the Antichrist.